You've heard of Achilles, the great hero of the Trojan War who killed the Trojan prince Hector. Achilles' mother, Thetis, was said to have dipped him into the river Styx as an infant to render him invulnerable. The waters gave him incredible strength, and his body was invulnerable except for his heel where his mother held him in the river. This small, almost insignificant part of his body was unprotected, and it ultimately led to his downfall. You don't have incredible strength like Achilles. We are still working on that. But you do have a fatal weakness. Your balls are your Achilles heel. They are your biological weakness that allows a woman like me to bring you to your knees with one quick thwack. Today, I'm going to teach you to respect me on a whole new level. I will exploit your weaknesses and make you fear what I can do to you. I'm going to tie you up. After I've tied you up, I will hurt you. Once you've let me tie you up, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to stop me. You will be helpless. You will be at my mercy. All you will be able to do is wait. Wait until I've finished with you. Wait until I'm done hurting you. Wait until I'm satisfied with your pain. Think of what is to come as an initiation. An initiation rite after which you are admitted to being my slave. You will have proven your worth to me. Think of the thrill. You are completely submitting to me by allowing me to tie you up when you know perfectly well what I'm going to do to you. And don't worry. If it's too much for you, and you can't take it, you can always use your safe word. Well, as long as you can speak, you are safe. You know what I'm going to do with your balls. Strip naked. Strip now. Take your clothes off and expose yourself to me. It's time to lock you up. We're going to restrain you, so that your natural instincts for self-preservation don't get in my way. I want full control over you while I play with your balls. Let me fasten your wrists together. Now I'm going to suspend you by your wrists from this eye hook. I've had it specially installed in the ceiling. I won't suspend you fully, don't worry. I want you to still be standing, so that I can see when your knees buckle. When your legs give way, you'll just hang there, suspended, dangling in front of me, and I can carry on without any disturbance whatsoever. You look so inviting, like a ball on a string for me, the beautiful kitten to play with. Well, I guess you know what this leg spreader is for. Your legs are going to stay wide open. All the fucking time. And last but not least, a ball gag. So you truly are helpless. Now, I'm gonna give you a last chance to back out of this. In a moment, if you reply with, "Yes, Domina," I will put the ball gag in and there will be no going back. If you say, "No, Domina," I will stop. All the restraints will be gone and you'll be perfectly safe. It's okay if this one isn't for you. Do you trust me? Are you okay with being completely helpless and at my mercy? If not, I release you from your restraints. Take your headphones off and leave. Still here? Good boy. You'll have to trust me now. I decide, not you, when you've had enough. I'm gonna put you under, sweetie. Begin by relaxing into your restraints. Enjoy the quiet. There's no one here but me. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly in a sigh. Let go of any tension you may be carrying. Let the restraints support you, centering yourself in the present moment by focusing on my presence. Concentrate on your breathing. Inhale deeply, and as you exhale, imagine releasing any stress or worries. Picture a soft, gentle light surrounding you. This light is my presence. This light is my aura enveloping you. The gentle light surrounding you makes you feel safe. In the safety of my presence, you can explore your vulnerabilities and enjoy your weakness to feminine beauty. As you continue to breathe deeply, imagine my light wrapping around you like my warm embrace. Embrace your vulnerability. Your vulnerabilities are your strengths in disguise. They connect you to your true self and allow you to experience life more deeply. Acknowledging your weaknesses helps you to be more humble. Now, turn your attention to femininity. Femininity is a force of nature, a wellspring of nurturing energy, creativity, and intuition. Picture a serene landscape, a garden of femininity within you. Imagine this garden filled with lush vegetation, trickling water and vibrant colors. The air is cool and clear. In the garden, you feel at peace. From this place in your mind, my power over you grows. Imagine the connection between your vulnerabilities and your submissive nature. Both are interconnected, shaping the unique person you are. By embracing your vulnerabilities, you allow your submissive side to flourish. As you reflect on this connection, let a sense of acceptance and love wash over you. Love for me, acceptance of my dominance. Imagine a mirror before you, reflecting the embodiment of submissiveness and servility. See yourself in this reflection, glowing with an aura of blissed out peace and calm acceptance. Look at your restrained form and notice how exposed your groin is. Try to bring your legs together. Try to protect yourself from me. Oh, you can't do it. What a shame. I have you completely at my mercy. That's it, sweetie. Drop down for me. Down into my control. Now I'm going to blindfold you. I don't want you to see what's coming, or more importantly, when it's coming. When's the last time you were kicked in the balls? How vividly do you remember it? Did it hurt? Was it painful? When I kick you in the balls, you are going to love it. As long as I get the balance of pleasure and pain right, you won't be able to do anything but melt before me. I can make men come by paddling their balls while I grab their testicles. It's so easy to bring you to your knees. Supposedly, you guys don't even feel what I'm doing to your balls while you're having an orgasm. It only ever hurts afterwards. But I don't think we'll be experimenting with that tonight. I'm not in that kind of mood. I want you to have blue balls. Maybe if you're really good, if you're really brave, if you impress me and you take it like a man, I might consider experimenting. Are you ready? Let my hands touching you sink you deeper. On the count of five, I'm going to knee you in the grind. I'll be gentle. Five. You are going to take it. Four. Three. You'll remain standing. Two. Impress me with your resilience. One. Good boy. You look nervous. Why? What's gonna happen? Ball vesting, huh? Where's your heart on? I thought you liked this. But El Floppo, it's like a real penis, but softer. Shall we name him Mr. Getting in the Way of Your Ball Busting? Did you like it? I know you liked it. These naughty bits are getting you into so much trouble. Keep your legs spread nice and wide, sweetie. It's time for a proper kick. No, that wasn't too much for you yet. Stand back up. Keep standing. That's a bit disappointing. I thought you were tougher than that. I guess they really are your weak spot. That's better. How about a run-up? You flinched. You are absolutely fucking petrified. Let's get a rhythm going so I can methodically break you down. This is quite a workout. We should do this more often. I think it would be good for your mental strength. You know, like swimming in ice cold water. Ooh. Ooh, did that hurt? Get back up. Haul yourself back up. Now. I won't tell you again. Stand up properly again. Don't just fucking hang there. That's better. Oh no, you poor thing. Your suffering is making me so wet. I'm gonna have to use my other leg. You're quite the punching bag. I think I should take up a martial art, like karate or taekwondo. There's a lot of kicking in taekwondo. Can you feel the wetness against your thigh? My wetness against your thigh. Damn right I'm not wearing any panties. You naughty boy, you're distracting me. I'm supposed to be busting those balls of yours. Sorry for stopping. I hope you'll forgive me. Oh, let's cuddle while I knee you in the groin. Don't worry, I'll comfort you. A bit of trauma bonding to take you deeper into my control. I'm going pretty lightly, really. You couldn't take it if I went all out. No man could. And it would be irresponsible of me, not to mention unethical. My aim is to cause pain, not to harm you. I like your balls, and I'm just having a little fun with them. I need to feel like what I'm doing to you is okay, otherwise I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. But you consented, so you must want me to be doing this to you. What makes you want this? The sensation of the impact on your balls can be erotic. Or is it the power dynamics? Right now, I have complete power over you. Does that turn you on? You really must trust me. Is it the thrill? The thrill of trusting me so completely? The submission? The fear? It doesn't matter. You're here and you're being a good boy. Such a good boy. You held out pretty long this time. I'm proud of you. It took quite a bit to get your knees to buckle this time. It's almost like sex when I thrust my knee into you. Certainly is a workout like it. Good boy. Good boy. Do you mind if I leave you for a bit, Saif? I'm gonna go find my paddle. My goodness. This slave is going to be hard for you. I don't know if you can take it, but I believe in you, because you're a tough man, aren't you? Focus on your breathing. Drop deeper. Deeper into my control. Trance. Are you ready for this? No need to flinch. I'm not going to start paddling you yet. I'm just going to rub your balls with it. I don't think you're ready for this. I think I'll wait a bit so you can recover, so that we can both get our breath back. Remember how I told you I could make men come by paddling their balls? Well, this is just making me feel so sadistic. Did you know the guy, Marquis de Sade? That sadism is named after? Wasn't that sadistic? He wrote sadistic books, like, really sadistic books. What he wrote was messed up. But in real life, as far as we know, he only beat one of his housemates, and she was a willing participant, like you are. And he participated in an orgy. I mean, that's pretty tame. And yet, even though no one filed a charge against him, he was put in prison for 32 years. People are far more tolerant nowadays. Are you more tolerant? I guess we're about to find out. Are you ready now? I think you are as ready as you'll ever be. I'm going to count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh my. I'm gonna have to be careful with this.
You poor, abused slave. Oh, you're my sweet boy.
Beg for me to stop hitting your balls.
Ooh. Slave beg. I can't hear you.
Louder.
Oh no, I still can't understand a word you're trying to say with that ball gag in your mouth. Why should I stop if you never ask me to stop?
I'm just teasing you. I think you're pretty much done for tonight.
Thank you for trusting me.
Ooh, look at those balls. They're a bit red. Are your balls blushing?
They're not blue. Well, that is, at least not in color.
Don't get me wrong, I am planning on leaving you with blue balls. But I would not bruise your balls.
Never.
You are my property, and I will look after you. I will never harm you. I'll only hurt you.
And the same goes for you.
I do not want you to harm yourself. You are my property. You have no right to harm my property. Know your place and play safely, Pat.
And what's this?
I guess you did enjoy it. It's rock hard.
You poor balls.
How about I rub them better for you?
Oh, did I squeeze too hard?
I'll be gentle. Before I release you, let me kiss your balls better. They're quite warm to the touch, especially against my lips.
My leg is gonna be so sore.
You should offer to give me a nice massage as a thank you for putting you in your place. I'll have to use my other leg next time.
Or maybe I should just wear my heels and let gravity do the work for me.
You've been such a good boy. I'm so proud of you. I'll check in on you once I've released you. In a moment, I'm gonna count you back up to wakefulness. I'll start at 1, and at 10, you will be wide awake. While I'm counting you up, I'll be removing all your bonds and restraints. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wake up. Rest and enjoy the rest of your day.
I hope you're not too sore.